Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Embrace. My name is Jeff. God woke us up this morning. Happy Easter to you. Are y'all ready to praise the Lord? Let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
Let me hear you say amen. Amen. All right. I'm going to turn it over to our pastor. Let's show him some love.
Thank you, Jeff. That was great. So I have a couple of announcements to share with you all this morning as we begin. My name is John Gallagher, and I'm the lead pastor here at the church, and I just want to say welcome and happy Easter to all of you. We've got a fun-filled with a service plan with lots of activity, lots of fun things to do, and so we will guide you through it all as we go through our service. Few quick things. We have connect cards in your pews. I love when you all fill these out. If you fill one of these out, you can put it in the box by the door in the back or the box by the door over here. If you'd like to give an offering this morning to support what we do here at Embrace, we don't pass around plates, but we do have giving boxes in the back and over here as well. Same place for your connect cards. If you'd like to give an offering, you can do that there, or you can give online. And we have a QR code on here you can scan, or you can go to our website at embraceyourcity.com. Your generosity helps us do what we do, so thank you so much. Also, we have a stream of our service on Facebook each week, and so we have folks, I'm sure, who are worshiping with us that way this morning. And we also have a stream in our cafe. If you go out this door right here, straight back, our cafe is right there. It's on the TV, and if you feel like you need to leave the room for any reason during the service, it is going to be a little bit louder than normal in here, and that could be overstimulating for some of you, and that's totally fine. Feel free just to go out there and take a break if you need to, and you can keep up with what's happening in here. Also, we do not have our nursery or the Wonder Room for our kids this morning. Everybody's going to be in here together. We wanted to make sure our nursery staff and our volunteers, that everybody got to be in here to worship together on Easter. And so we love to have our kids in here also. It's a gift to have our children and our little ones in. I know for parents it's a gift and a burden to have them with you during church. But it's okay if they need to get up and move around. We'll have a children's moment in the front for all the kids here in a little while. We're actually going to get out of our seats and walk around the room in just a little bit. So just be prepared. We got lots of fun things to do. And no worries if your children are loud. It's okay. That's encouraged in a way. Also, we have an announcement handout on the table as you come in. We send that out through email also. I encourage y'all to read that. And familiarize yourself with what is going on. As you can see, we have a nice horse trough full of water up here in the front. And this is our baptismal. We have a baptism today that we're really excited about, and that'll be coming up in a little bit, too. So we're going to celebrate this morning, and we're going to experience the joy of the Lord as we worship together. And so as we begin, we're going to begin by singing a song together. And so I invite everybody, as you're able, to stand together as we begin our time of worship.
Yes.
Sin remain inside the lie of inward shame, but fix our eyes upon the cross and run to Him who showed great love and bled for us. Freely you bled for us.
Lift it up together. Christ is risen.
And Christ is risen from the dead, trampling over death by death. Come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Christ is risen from the dead. We are one with
Amen. This is the good news. The grave is empty. Amen. Christ is risen. Amen. Y'all can join me saying this together. I'm going to say it again. This is the good news. The grave is empty. Christ is risen.
Hallelujah.
This is the good news. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never put it out. This is the good news. Once we were no people, and now we are God's people.
Alleluia.
Christ is our peace, the indestructible peace we now share with each other.
Alleluia.
Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again. Alleluia. So during our next song, we're going to have a processional, which is basically like a march around our sanctuary. With our Alleluia Easter flags that many of you all created, and also with these right here. These are Alleluia butterflies that are on sticks. If you don't have a flag, we do have a few of these. If you don't have anything, you can just wave your arms or just walk. But here's how we're going to do this. If you don't have a flag, just please just participate and just walk with others. But two volunteers are going to start here at the front, and I want you all, just as you're ready, to exit to the center aisle, follow the volunteer around the perimeter of the room. So if you're on this side, you'll go this way. If you're on that side, you'll go that way. And you can make your way back to your seat after you've walked around. If you want to walk around multiple times, that's totally fine too. But we're going to wave our banners. If you want to dance, you're welcome to do that as well. You can wave your arms. You can walk with a smile on your face if you would like. You can frown if you would like, but you might want to try smiling. It is Easter, but if you don't want to, that's cool too. But we're just going to have a good time holding up our banners and celebrating, and then next week when you come back in, these Alleluia banners are going to be displayed along the sides throughout our Eastertide season, because Alleluia is really a word that we use to just praise God and declare that God is good. And so do we have our two volunteers? Rachel and Emily are going to be here. I trust you all to figure this out. It'll be chaos, but it'll be great. So let's continue to worship.
Great day in history.
walked out of the grave, I'm walking to
All right, everybody. Just kind of fill in wherever you can see. Make space for everybody. Happy Easter. Good morning. All right. Today is Easter. And this is the day we remember the mystery that Jesus died and God made him alive again. This is a tomb. It's a special place for the dead. When Jesus died, his friends took his body from the cross and they put it in here. They rolled a really big stone in front to close it. Now, Mary Magdalene loved Jesus very much. So Mary and her friends, early on Sunday morning, went back to the tomb. But the tomb was open. Jesus was gone. Where have they put him? They cried. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid. Be joyful. Jesus is alive. Go and tell the disciples that Jesus is risen." But Mary would not go. She stood crying. And then someone said, "Who are you looking for?" And he called her by name, Mary. She knew the sound of that voice. It was Jesus. Jesus was alive. Mary was so overjoyed that she had to go and tell the others. The Lord is alive. Jesus is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. I wonder how it felt to be going to the tomb that Sunday morning. What do you think? Kind of scary? Sad? Yeah. Ellie? Upset because Jesus wasn't there with them anymore. Yeah. Yeah, Wendell says maybe when she found him, that would be happy. I think you're right. Yeah. I wonder how Mary felt when Jesus died on the cross. Depressed? Very upset. Yeah. I wonder how it feels when someone you love or something you love dies. I wonder how Mary felt when Jesus wasn't in the tomb. Ellie? Surprised? Because she thought she would see him. Yeah. Scared? Yeah, scared when she opened it. Because it wasn't there anymore, yeah. Worried? Maybe he was just hiding. Yeah. Who knows? She could have thought all sorts of things. I wonder what it felt like to hear Jesus call her name. Heartwarming, yeah. Surprised? Yeah. These holes are because Jesus had nails in his hands on the cross. That's how we know he's the risen Jesus. He went to the cross and he died and he's alive again. I wonder what it felt like to tell people Jesus was risen. Surprising, yeah. She was happy to tell them because she was the first one to see him. Yeah. Sad. Did I hear a nervous? Yeah, nervous. Yeah. I wonder how we can know that Jesus is alive. What do you think? How can we know? We can believe in him? Yeah. Any other ways we can know Jesus is alive? He hugs you when you're sad. That's beautiful. Yeah. Because he died? Is that what she said? Yeah. He did die, yeah. You're right. Well, just like Mary got to tell other people that Jesus was risen, would you guys like to help do it in a special way today? We're going to sing a song together, and this song is a way for us to be really loud and excited and celebratory when we tell everybody, and we're going to be louder with some bells. So Miss Rachel has some bells, and she's going to pass those out. And hold on to your bell for just a second. Let's not start ringing them just yet. But we don't want to have all the fun up here, so we're going to invite everybody to participate. And you might think we don't have enough bells. That's true. But you have keys, and keys jingle like bells. So whatever keys you've got, go ahead and pull them out. They are your bell for today. And we will tell you where we are ringing the bells. Okay, so we are going to ring the bells on a word that we hear a lot in this song. The word is Alleluia, the word that's on our banners, the word we've already said a few times. So when we sing Alleluia, we're going to ring the bell, okay? Laban, can you give us an example?
Today,
Alleluia. Yep, that's it. I need a bell, please. I would like to ring. I am bell-less. They are coming. Okay, so that's when we do it. We do it on the Alleluia. So everybody raise your bell or your keys high and ring it on the Alleluia. And then we're also going to do it on another A word. The word is a rose, right? And it's going to sound like this.
Your rose,
hallelujah,
Christ
arose. Awesome. Okay. Can I have it? Okay. We are ready.
All right, let's sing it out and ring them bells.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Christ arose.
great job. Thank you all for declaring Jesus' resurrection together. All right, we're going to have you go back to your seats and give your bells to Miss Rachel on the way. But Enna is going to stay up here because Enna is going to declare Jesus' resurrection in a very special way today.
Well, today is Easter, which is really exciting and special. And it's also extra special because we have a baptism this morning, and I'm so excited about that. This is Enna Nakamura, and she has been thinking about this for a while now and really talking to her family. And she made a decision on her own that she wanted to get baptized and make it official that she's giving her life to Jesus. And it is so exciting. And in conjunction with that, the rest of her family is going to join the church and become members. And so we wanted to do it all on the same day. And so to begin, before the baptism, Isaac and Shiori and Eile are going to join as members, and then Enna, through her baptism, will become a member as well. And so I'm going to ask Isaac and Shiori and Eile a few questions, and then I have, and then after that, we'll invite you all into your part in the service. So my first question is this, and if you agree, you can say, I do. Do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers in this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? And do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? Do you receive and profess the Christian faith as contained in the Old and New Testaments? And this one's I will, if you agree. Will you remain a faithful member of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representative in the world? Will you be loyal to Christ through the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? And finally, as a member of Embrace Church, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? So Embrace Church, I commend these people here in front of you to your love and care. Do all in your power to help them stay on the right path, following closely after their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Love them, encourage them, and challenge them, and push them closer to God. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Let's welcome them into the church family. And now we're going to move into a service of baptism. And so this whole thing we do, you know, we baptize people in our church community, in public, like this, with the whole family, because this is not just something that's happening between Enna and God. We believe that all of us are part of this. And our church will never be the same after today. And it's a beautiful thing. And not only is Enna making a commitment to Jesus and wanting to walk with Jesus, but you all are making a commitment to her, to walk with her as she grows and develops in her faith over the many, many years to come. And so as we go through this, there's going to be some parts you all will say, which will be behind me on the screen in yellow, I believe. And then there will be parts that I say as well, and then Enna's going to answer some questions too. And so I will guide you through this. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All of this is God's gift to us, offered without price. So this morning, I present for baptism, Inna Nakamura. So Inna, I have some questions to ask you. If you agree with this one, you can say, I do, okay? On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you trust that God is faithful to forgive you, and do you repent of your sin? The next one, do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to love others by standing up for the weak, resisting injustice, and helping people in need? And do you believe Jesus Christ is your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which is open to people of all ages, nations, and races? And this next one you can answer, I will, if you agree. Will you remain a faithful member of Christ's holy church and share God's love with others? Now, like I said, Inna's decision today affects all of us. Whatever happens to one member of the body of Christ will make a difference for every other member. And our church will never be the same after today. By the sacrament of baptism, the church pledges to whoever is baptized, your joy, your pain, your gain, your loss, all of it is ours because you are now one of us. So I have a question to ask you all. If you agree, y'all can say, we do. All right, that's not on the screen, but y'all can remember that. Do you, as Christ's body, embrace church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? This next one's longer, so it will be on the screen. Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include this child in your care? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround this child with a community of love and forgiveness that she may grow in her trust of God and be found faithful in her service to others. We will pray for her that she may be a true disciple who walks in the way that leads to life. So let us now join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testament. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray, and keep your eyes open for this prayer, because you have a part. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water, and after the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and she who receives it, to wash away her sin, to clothe her in righteousness through her life, that dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal Father,
through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. All right, now is the time. All right, Anna. If you want to go ahead and sit down. Anna, I pray that the Holy Spirit works within you, that being born by water and the Spirit, you may be a true disciple who walks in the way that lives to life. I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, Anna, you can face your church family. Members of the household of faith, I commend to your love and care Anna Nakamura, who we this day recognize as a member of the family of God. Will you so endeavor to live that she may grow in the knowledge and love of God through our Savior, Jesus Christ. With God's help, we so order our lives after the example of Christ that this child, surrounded by steadfast love, may be established in the faith and confirmed and strengthened in the way that leads to life eternal. Let's give her another hand. So their family will be around after the service. I encourage you to find them and greet them and welcome the whole family as official members of Embrace and give Anna some extra encouragement and love this morning as she just made a really, really important and awesome decision. So, yeah, so all welcome to her. Go get dried off. So I have just a few very short words to share with you all this morning. We've already experienced God in so many beautiful ways, and I just have a small kind of thought that I want to share with you all as you consider what Easter might mean for us this year and this time and place in which we're living that is full of joy, but also full of a lot of hard stuff as well. We're always kind of living in that tension, right, between this hope of eternal life and resurrection and also the reality that there's a lot of hard stuff going on each and every day all around us. You know, I love Easter Sunday. It is such a fun party. I love all the crazy stuff we do here. It's truly a day of celebration. And I see, like, genuine happiness on people's faces on Easter. It is like the Sunday of celebration for Christians. We sang, "Oh, happy day," and we should be happy. We can be happy any day. Hopefully it's on Easter Sunday. I can feel the joy in this room. The resurrection of Jesus should bring joy to our hearts and lead us to smile. It truly is a big, big deal. At the same time, I know for a fact that as we celebrate and as we sing songs of happiness and joy, some of us are carrying very heavy loads right now. Some of us are going through hard stuff. We're facing challenges. Some folks here are walking through some really serious darkness right now. So as I celebrate this morning and I'm happy and I feel joy, at the same time, part of me actually wants to cry. Because I'm holding sadness in my heart for my own life, but also people that I care about and love who have been going through some really hard things. I don't know if y'all feel that tension when we come to church. I had a message planned this morning, and I know preachers say this a lot. They're like, "God gave me a new one," you know. I really did have another one planned. You can confirm with some others in the room. We've been in this series in the Gospel of Mark, and I was going to wrap that up and talk about Mark's ending to his gospel and the resurrection that we read about in the gospel of Mark. However, as the week progressed, the message just wasn't connecting deep with my soul, and I was taught in seminary that if a message doesn't mean something to you, you can't expect it to mean something to anybody else, right? And so I really was wrestling with what God might want me to say. This Holy Week for me, and for people around me, for my wife and for others, for folks at Common Good, and for some of you all, has been actually a really hard week. Holy Week has been a week of tragedy and sadness and tears. I've sat across tables and shared couches with numerous people this week who have cried, like shed tears and wept because of things that they are facing in their lives. I want to read the resurrection story in John 20. We actually read it outside for our sunrise service, but I want to read it again. It begins in the part I'm reading in chapter 20, verse 11. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't realize it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I'll go get him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Mary Magdalene went to the tomb full of grief, sadness, and pain. Her best friend, Mary was very close to Jesus. He was her best friend, her mentor, her guide, someone she looked up to, someone she needed in her life. He had just been brutally killed by the Roman government. She was tormented and at a loss for what to do, so she went to the tomb to anoint his body. And while she was at the tomb, she cried, and she cried, and she cried. On Easter morning, Mary was crying. So if any of you all are carrying heavy things and you feel like crying, you're in good company this morning with Mary. But then she looked up, and she saw the resurrected Jesus through her tears. Jesus found her in her place of pain, and he spoke her name, and he gave her fresh vision and hope for her future. I heard a guy named N.T. Wright say something a couple months ago, and it really stuck out to me. He said that Mary saw new creation through her tears. That she witnessed the new creation through her tears. You know, many of us are here on Easter Sunday singing of resurrection and joy and power, yet maybe we feel like we're barely hanging on, carrying heavy loads of stress and worries and fears. And my prayer is that we could see some glimpses of new creation through our tears, that we will find hope and beauty in unexpected places, that we will see Jesus as we journey together. My hope is that you saw some glimpses of heaven this morning through our music. And they do such a good job. The band was killing it this morning, right? That is beautiful. I believe music is a gift from God, and we can see a glimpse of heaven. The times in Scripture where people got glimpses of heaven, they were always singing when they saw it. You know, I think there's something to that. Maybe you saw some glimpses of heaven through our wonderful and beautiful children we have in this church. Maybe through Inna's baptism, through the fellowship we shared around the breakfast table, to taking in and celebrating the sunrise on Easter morning outside around the fire. All of this points us to a beautiful and good God. And my hope is that even in your pain and suffering, in your anxieties and your stresses, that you were able to see a little bit of God's goodness this morning. That you were able to see new creation through your tears. Our pain is heavy, and it really does matter. We need to acknowledge and honor the pain and honor the tears that we shed and honor the feelings that we have inside. And at the same time, Jesus is powerful and good, and we believe Jesus is with us. So just like Mary, we can see Jesus this morning, even if his image is a bit blurry because of our tear-filled eyes or because of our doubts or our struggles or the feelings of stress and overwhelming feelings of anxiety that we may be experiencing. We can journey through this life with courage and hope. I believe because of what Jesus has done for us. Because we believe that just as Jesus rose, we too can rise. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. We're going to share communion this morning. We share communion every week, and it's such a beautiful time to remember what Christ did for us on the cross. And it's also a beautiful time to remember that Christ also rose from the dead. We're ultimately reflecting on Jesus and what he means to us when we share communion. And we know that Jesus didn't stay on the cross. He was taken down from the cross. He was placed in a tomb. And as Christians, one of our most fundamental beliefs is that Jesus didn't stay in the tomb, but Jesus rose from the dead. And because Jesus rose from the dead, we believe as Christians that we too can rise. We can rise above the things that we face in this life. We can rise above the problems that we see in front of us. That we can face uncertainty and pain and grief because we know that we are never alone. Because Jesus is alive and Jesus is with us. Through his eternal spirit that is living and moving through this world. If y'all bow your heads with me for a moment. God, thank you so much for being present this morning. We thank you for the gift of new life and the gift of resurrection. We thank you, Lord, that through your great love and your commitment to this world, that you are willing to endure all the evil and suffering and torment that this world could throw at you. So that you might pass through death in order to overcome death. So that we might be able to be restored and redeemed. Not just as people, but as communities. As a world, Lord. And we long for that day and we pray for that day when you will return and set all things right once again. And as we live in this gap between the world that we pray for and long for and work towards and the world as it is right now, we pray you would give us courage through the power of your resurrection to continue to have that fortitude and that strength and that courage to not give up and to keep walking the path that you've laid out before us, that we would truly be people of love and mercy and justice and compassion, and that through your resurrection we might be able to harness those things and work together to see this world redeemed and restored. Lord, we need you so much. I pray this morning that this time of communion would be a time of love for us, where we receive your love, but also a time of power, where we receive the power of the resurrection, and we leave here maybe with our head held a little bit higher, with our arms open a bit wider, with our eyes open a bit wider to see what's in front of us, to see the people that we encounter this week, and to be people who spread your light and love in all that we do. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to invite those who are helping me serve communion to come on up this morning. Here at Embrace, we take communion by your form. Line, two lines down the center aisle. As you come forward, have your hands open to receive the bread and the juice. Your server is going to tear the bread off for you. They'll place it in the cup for you, and then they'll place it in your hand. If you need Kleenex, we have that at the end of the altar rail. If you'd like prayer this morning, I'd love to lift you up in prayer. I'll just be over here. Just make your way over to this side of the altar rail and let me know. I'd be happy to lift you up. If you'd like to kneel and pray on your own, you're more than welcome to. But let me prepare this just for a moment, and then I'll invite you up. We do have prepackaged elements in the back. If you need that, prefer to take it on your own back there, you're welcome to do that too. Everybody is welcome to join us. You don't have to be part of our church. You don't have to have it all figured out. If you want to know God more, then I believe God's arms are open to you, inviting you. So as you feel led, you can come forward and take communion. No pressure at all, but if you'd like to share it with us, you're invited now.
Christ our King.
The resurrected King is resurrecting me. And in your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. The tomb where soldiers watched in vain was borrowed for 3 days. His body there would not remain. Our God has robbed the grave. Our God has robbed the grave.
See that again, our God has robbed the grave.
Thank you all so much for being here today. This was a lot of fun, a lot of joy. I just feel God's presence here in this room. A couple of things before you leave. If you have a banner that has a letter on it, we need those back. If it doesn't have a letter, and you want it, you can have it. But if it has a letter on it, it spells hallelujah, we're going to spell that out in our sanctuary for Easter season. So if we're missing a letter, it doesn't work very well. We need them, so if y'all could put them here on the altar rail, you can just drape them over here, or put them on the cushion. Either way is fine. That would be great. Also, we have church every Sunday at 11 o'clock. We also have church on Monday nights. We have dinner at 6 and service at 6:45.
If you're visiting with us or if you haven't been here in a long time, we'd love to see you. You're invited to come anytime you want. If you'd like to know more about our church or if you need anything, you're going through a hard time, we are here for you. Reach out to me. Pastor Christina's over here. You can reach out to Rachel in the office. We would love to support you, talk to you about our church in any way that you want to. So, if you all prepare your hearts to receive the benediction, may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, now and forever. Amen. Go in God's peace. We'll see you next time.